Welcome to A Moment for Moms, your guide to raising mentally and financially fit professional athletes with Wendy Sparks and Daniel LaForce. This is the podcast where we celebrate the unsung heroes of sports, the moms. We will speak to the moms of basketball players that you all love and dive deep into what it really takes to raise pro basketball players while equipping moms with the tools, insights, and support they need for the journey.
Today, our wonderful guest is Nicole Mobley, the awesome mother of Isaiah and Evan Mobley. Isaiah is with the Delaware Bluecoats, and Evan plays with the Cleveland Cavaliers. So, welcome to the show, Nicole.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, the last time we saw each other was real quick at Summer League, but we didn't have the opportunity really to speak, and so much has happened since then. So Danny and I are glad that you were here spending time with us.
Yeah, a lot has. It was a busy summer, and yeah, it was. It was like, hey, oh, what? You know, in the passing, Summer League, all that good stuff. But yeah, lots of happened since then.
Yeah, Danny and I were running. We finished, I think, our camp. We had a date yet?
Yes, our clinic. Yep, we had a clinic that morning.
We had our clinic, and then we had to run to the hotel room, get changed, and then run to the Thomas and Mac. We were dating. We had like 10 minutes to go through every episode. So,
yeah, Summer League is like flyby. It was a flyby. Hello.
Yeah. And same thing. I was like waiting for my ride, like, okay, I think that's it, pulling up. So you're like, oh, yeah, hi. But it was so great to see you guys.
Yes.
So we are so eager to hear about the basketball mom's journey. And one in particular that has two sons in the NBA. I just could imagine my stress with one son, but now you have two that are playing professional basketball. So let's start there. How has that been for you? Let's start from the beginning.
Definitely a blessing. Super exciting. But yeah, it's an interesting journey. Each of them has their own journey going in. So it's interesting to see it from different viewpoints, but still being their mom and also watching them watch each other and all of that. So like, it's, yeah, a lot of times, you know, I just got to step back, but I got to step back from different perspectives.
Yes.
Yeah. Dealing with both of them. But yeah, it's been very exciting. Truly a blessing. Where do we even like to begin? I guess Evan starters us off, which is he's the younger brother, but you know, he brought us in, and then Isaiah followed up. So and we're just trying to keep up.
Yeah. You just keep your head above water, huh, Mom?
Exactly. But trying to keep up. So yeah, this season definitely going to be a little more challenging with two cities, but you know, we're going to do it. I'm excited. I got my first double booking coming up in about 10 days for both cities. So in preseason we did we were able to do two cities. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay. So you said Evan is a younger brother and Isaiah's older. How many years are they apart?
They're 20 months apart.
It's funny because I was thought the same thing. My boys are 22 months apart.
Okay. Yes.
So Terrence is my oldest, and then Martin is the youngest.
Yes.
And so I could, you know, very well kind of understand what it's like having two, you know, kids that are similar in age doing the same activities.
Yes.
And having to bounce back and forth to make sure you're present in each one of their lives equally.
Exactly. All that,
one doesn't feel slighted, but it's definitely, like you said, a blessing, no matter how you look at it. You know, just having the ability to be there for them and having those choices to make is just a blessing. So kudos to you. I know you have your calendar up on your refrigerator. I think you might need a personal assistant.
I'm going to say, might need
somebody to map it all out for you.
Right.
Wendy and I are here if you need our help.
Appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it. Because, yeah, I'm like, all the things that, you know, go on in the background. I'm like, okay, wait. With the two cities this year is like, okay, wait, will that work? You know?
Right.
But we're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out. Yes.
We're moms. We figure everything out, right?
Right.
So the minute you discover how to teleport yourself and be in Delaware and Cleveland on the same day, share it.
Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, I ran into that a little bit in Cleveland with Isaiah when he was on the two-way and with the charge. And even though they were down the street, yeah, I'd be like on the phone in one hand at whichever game, either a Cavs game watching the charge or vice versa, depending on, you know, like, okay, which game am I going to and which game am I watching? Like,
right,
all of that. Wow. But that's as close as I've gotten to being in two places at one time.
Well, you know what? Let's just talk about the process of getting our kids to becoming professional athletes, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And get our kids early, sometimes as early as high school, college, mm-hmm. and all that good stuff, right? So there are so many families out there who find this process very overwhelming. So how did your family navigate the recruitment process and what ultimately influenced your kids' college choices?
Let's see. So boys were high-level recruits in high school. So going through, you know, you're paying attention. I think Isaiah's, you know, top recruit in, one of the top recruits in California, sophomore year, junior year. Evan comes in freshman year for his class, and he's a top recruit in number one in the country, and then I think senior year and being third. But so definitely lots of schools coming in early. However, their dad ended up coaching at USC. So it was kind of while the boys were in high school. So USC fortunately was in our top three picks as we're going through this early on, going like, okay, let's see what we want to do, that type of thing, style of play and all of that. So when the opportunity came along for dad, we're like, well, that's cool. But at the same time, still talking to the boys, like, what do you want to do? Like, sure, where right. do you want to be? Like, you know, fortunately this is working out. This was already one, two, or three in the mix, but we're still early on. There's a lot that can happen. Just all the things. And so, but yeah, it was a good fit. So obviously staying home for me, I'm like, yeah, SoCal, you know, you're far enough away, but close enough to be home and everything. Eric's been around, coached them in AAU, both, you know, real little, had our own, we had our own travel ball teams, and then, you know, you going to the higher levels, and, you know, the boys play for Compton Magic in the area, so it's top tier teams, and play for them, and Eric was a part of helping coaching in on that level as well. So always been a coach with and to them, try to give them some space, so not always their coach, but at the same mm-hmm. time, they're always involved in that. So that was definitely one of the key conversations in terms of our college choices and where are we going to go. Can we do that, you know, maintain as a family and not be too overbearing so the boys can have their process and experience on all levels, college experience, basketball experience, everything. But fortunately, I mean, it worked out family-wise, location-wise, team-wise, definitely a great environment, USC, coaching staff, all of that. So, yeah, so the boys followed their dad to USC. Evan was one and done, and Isaiah left after year three. So, yep, that was the recruiting journey. So, as we decided, you know, coaches were still calling, and of course, they're like, they're probably going to follow their dad, that we want to check in, probably going to follow their dad. And same thing, I kind of use it the same thing. Boys, you know, what do you want to do? Always, this is your life and your choice. So absolutely, mm-hmm. you know, want to make the best choice for yourselves. And that's what they decided to do. So
that's wonderful. Well, obviously, you know, your husband was very influential in their playing career and their, you know, basketball abilities and IQ, and was always there to kind of coach them through things, coach them and all that good stuff, guide them. But you're an educator. And I know you've had your own career and, you know, was very successful at that. How did being an educator play a part in you helping your boys be professional athletes today? Like, what sort of, you know, skills or advice or anything that you taught them or told them that you think has transitioned them to where they are right now and then being very successful on their teams?
Majority of my career, taught math and science. So I'm a processor, also observer, and just really tried to build in a boy's problem solving. You know, that's the best life skill to have. So, you know, have an open mind, look at all of your options, and then, you know, break it down piece by piece and then see what makes the most sense. So both having a, an overall outlook as well as a focused outlook, and definitely as a teacher, that's one of the things we do with our students. So definitely with my kids, and trying to look out, okay, what's best? And you know, as a mom, trying to balance that, what do I think? As well as instilling in them the power and the choices to, like, okay, this is your life, so what do you want to do? But let me help you at least break down the steps to look at things so that when you make your choice, you're making an informed choice. And you're not just like, oh, this is what I feel. And
right.
Don't ignore those feelings, but also, you know, let's look at the data. Let's look at the, you know, and all of that. And data experience and, you know, your gut feeling, you put that all together, and more than likely, you're going to make a good choice.
That's wonderful. And also, you said you're a math teacher, so also checking them stats too, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're like, you were 3 for 10. That means you missed 7 shots. Exactly. Like, get it together.
Right? Exactly. That's when I'm like, okay, who are we talking to? Mom, a teacher, a statistician? Like, yeah, I'm like calling right now. So,
same thing.
Like, dad, like, I'm like, yeah, so what's going on? I'm over here looking at these stats. Dad, what's going on? Like, how can we... But then as parents, like, do we make the call? Do we not? So, yeah, definitely.
And it's also finding the right time to make that call, because you, like, for me, you know, if, you know, Terrence has a game, depending on how the game goes, I'll either call him that night, or I always reach out after the game, no matter what. Yeah. But if it's a phone call, it's because he played well. If it's a text, it means I'm still here and I still love you. Don't want right? to talk to you.
Right.
I don't want to talk to you. Probably don't want to talk to me, but mama's here.
I'm gonna say,
you
know? Coach,
and then I'll get the little heart emoji, and I'm like, good, he's good.
Okay.
The next day I'm like, yo, dude, what was that?
Right.
Because we both had a chance to kind of, like, you know, calm down and debrief and understand there are 82 games in the season.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to be perfect for all 82.
Absolutely.
But just know mama's here. We love you. And when you need to talk, you know, we'll give you that advice that you need to push through. So I definitely
Yes, definitely. And from that standpoint, it's interesting because, you know, each of them has their own personality. So how you attack that is very, very different. Yeah. Evan, he's a little more reserved, that type of thing. So, you know, it's usually the text first and that type of thing, and if it's a phone call, it's short and sweet. And then later on, we'll get into a little more in-depth conversation. Isaiah, it could go either way. He could be calling, or I could be calling, you know, it could be either way, but it's very different in terms of their, how they receive the information, when, and what's best. Sometimes I'm like, okay, wait, who am I calling when? If they're playing at the same time, I'm like, okay, I got to remember to change gears and, you know, have on the listening ears, same ears, but different approaches to each kid. So it's always a fun challenge to say when they're close and back to back with as phone calls or checking in on what's going on and that type of thing.
Yeah, wonderful.
Create a group chat.
Yeah, right? Yes. I was going to say, that's a whole nother thing, because, you know, once it's mom and dad in the group chat and everything, then that's a whole nother, yes. And brothers, talking to brothers about, hey, man, what, you know? So, yeah, but we got everybody's coaching, everybody's, you know, cheering everybody on, but everybody's got something to say too. So that's always an interesting look at what's been said in the group chat.
You know, I find it so interesting because everybody has that experience. Like when Dania talks to Terrence, she has that coaching perspective that she can talk
about. Absolutely.
Where Eric was a coach too. So he had that perspective. So the boys could have, you know what I mean? Had that opportunity to be dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or sometimes it's like, no, stop, because you're my dad. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you guys get this? I get the calls. If Terrence plays well, I don't hear nothing from anybody. But let him have a bad game. All of a sudden, the phone's ringing. I'm like, don't call me now that he got a bad game. I don't want to talk about it.
Right?
I just tell somebody that today.
Yes.
They called me. He didn't play well a couple of nights ago. And they called me. And I wanted to call back because I didn't know if it was an emergency.
Right.
But as soon as I heard I said, listen, don't call. Don't talk to me about this. Like, that's not your place. Like, when he does well, I don't hear from you.
Right.
The moment he has a bad game, you're calling me. Like, really?
Yeah.
You obviously don't understand the landscape of NBA professional basketball. So don't try to infiltrate what we got going on over there. Stay over there and be a fan.
Yes, exactly. That part, remembering that they don't understand the landscape is definitely like a skill and a level of covering that I've had to build and you know, hold on to at times because, people call and say or whatever, or, you know, they family you haven't seen for a minute or, you know, friends or whatever. And they're like, and it was, you know, last 2 days ago, there was a game that wasn't so great. And I'm like, he needs to, hold on.
Nope.
He's got coaches. He's got immediate family. He's got people who know. So let the people that they pay and know. Mm-hmm. We got in-house camp. Until you're invited into that, you're welcome to your opinion, but it needs to stay over there because we're good. We're good.
Novice thing sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, they just ask, like, how are you going to call Dania and ask you what happened the other night? Are you? And you know what? It brings me back to an interview that I saw with Tori and Prince. I laughed. I don't remember who they were playing, but the reporter said to him, like, you know, you guys just played this game and how did you manage to lose? And he said, you know, those buckets score. They're like, he goes, they got more than we did.
I know that's
right. That is the best response from an player. And the way he said it, and it was like, move on. You got anything else? And the guy's like,
right.
It's true.
Love it.
When we look at the entrance of the NBA, it all starts with draft night. Take us to draft night for both boys. What were your expectations? And how is it the second time around with Evan? You know what I mean? Now that you are at a previous experience with draft night.
Right. Very different experiences. So Evan was a little chaotic only because we were coming out of COVID. So we were coming out of COVID. So we were super excited because we didn't even know if we were going to go to the draft because the year before, actually, one of their AU teammates the year before was the COVID draft. And we went to the house. So we knew how that kind of went. So we're paying attention, like, okay, this is what it could be. Hopefully we're out of this. But yeah, so for Evan, everything was kind of late coming in, like, oh no, we're going to get to go. Okay. Oh no, this many people are going to get to come. Like, you know, like, is he going to go? Okay. Yes, he's going. Okay. Now the family gets to go. Now you get to bring this many people. So it was all like very chaotic from that standpoint because day by day we didn't know exactly what was going to happen or if it was going to change because, you know, like they would open up and then close back down. But fortunately, it was all open. So they told us we're able to go, going to New York, Barclays Center. And super, super exciting. That to the hotel, just a whole, they did a great job under the circumstances, like I said, because it was short notice. They did a great job taking care of testing, all that, making sure everybody was safe to see what was going on. But at the same time, it was kind of like, you know, everybody's on standby. What's the next news? What's the next move? But we got to New York the players go off and on their own bus and we follow behind and you get inside and obviously it looks way different than on TV because you're like, you don't know what to expect, so you're just excited and you're like, okay, where do we go, what do we do, and all of that. So super exciting. basically we went pretty much straight to the table, and you know, you're surveying the land, who's where and when. Couple things that we didn't know, because I think they didn't either, like, you know, they introduced the families and you walked down. We weren't totally aware if that was going to happen. So that was kind of like, oh, we are doing that. Okay, well, I guess.
Walking down the stairs, right?
Yes, all that.
Girl, I was like, look at them women in the heels. Please, somebody don't fall. I said the same thing.
Yes.
I'm like, you didn't know that they were going to do that.
Yes, no, we didn't. Because same thing, everything with COVID, it was like, we're not sure what parts of what we're going to, what to expect. And so I'm going to try to expect it all, but I don't know if everybody, because like you said, some of them like, oh, I don't think she thought she was going to be walking today, you know?
Yes.
But, yeah. So trying to find the happy medium of like, okay, if I have to walk anywhere or get up anywhere other than the, you know, the stand up hug that you know, that part we were like, okay, we're getting to the table. So we know that's going to happen, but anything else we'll see. But right. Yeah, the full experience. There was no incident walking down the stairs or anything.
And I thought the players were very gentlemanlike and helping their moms down the stairs, holding their hands. I was like, all of that. Oh, look at that boy. Look at that. I was like, y'all, they did the right things. They didn't let any mom walk down those stairs without them holding their hands. And that touched me as a mom. I'm like, oh my God, they get it.
Yeah, no, yeah. And I was going to say, Eric and Evan had me covered. So yeah, that was beautiful. And so then you're at the table. Going in, we were pretty, you know, you don't know for sure. It's all, you know, as going up to the draft, everything was, we were at our house, we were just calling it NBA City. When we get to NBA City, because we're like, you just don't know. And, you know, people are calling before that, where are you going to go? And we're like, it's the draft. They tell us. We don't, you know, you don't, they're like, oh, you know what? I really would like to know. So, but we were fairly confident that we were going to go three, but there was a few little things ahead of time. So we're like, you know, there are no guarantees. Anything's possible. So, so for in Evan's case, it's that long and short 5 minutes of each call, you know, one, two, and, you know, you're like three's on the clock. And then, you know, you're like, okay, this is it. I think I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Now Cleveland Cavaliers, they call Evan Mobley's name, and you know, you're just like, I don't even know. I still haven't been able to put the right words to describe wow, like this is really happening right now. And grateful, just so emotional, just
surreal. It's very surreal feeling.
Exactly. Surreal is beyond the imagination, and just super excited and trying to take in the moment for yourself. Look at your kid, look at your family, just, you know, everybody who's there to share in the moment, just trying to be present because there's just so much happening. It was a beautiful experience. We were fortunate, same thing with COVID, because things were kind of shut down. We were able to celebrate that evening, and then the next morning early you're on your way to NBA City, which was Cleveland, which also was new. Like, we're like, you know, you get drafted and eventually make your way to the back, and they're like, you know, you meet your team liaison folks and everything, and they're like, yeah, so we'll see you in the morning at, I don't remember what time, but it was dark 30, and I'm like, wait, what? We're with? Yep, like, okay, well, yep, and so that's what we did. We came into Cleveland and arrived, and yeah, you're just like, okay, what's next? What's next? But definitely a warm welcome and beautiful experience.
It's so funny when Terrence got drafted, he went 2019 and he was 48th pick. And we weren't in the green room where you guys were. We were up in the stands. We were just up there just watching y'all. But he finally, you know, obviously Clippers chose him. And like you said, the next day you're off into that city. Like, you're gone.
Yeah.
And then when we got to LA, it happened to be the NBA Awards in LA.
Oh, wow.
So we got tickets to that. So next thing you know, I'm on a red carpet. I'm like, oh, this is cool. Oh, my God. And I'm like, let's see all the famous people. I'm like, we made it. But that was our welcome to the NBA. We go to NBA Awards and walk in the red carpet and people are taking pictures. And it's so funny. It's a little joke he had. He didn't have a suit at all.
I was gonna say,
I had to get him a suit from, I live in Pittsburgh. He's in LA, so he's sending me measurements. I'm getting a suit.
he wore one suit draft night.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, when we got to LA, now he's got to go to the NBA Awards.
Right.
So we ended up getting him another suit and giving his brother the suit he wore draft night. So
they, okay.
They're both on the carpet with like the only two suits we've ever owned for the boys.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, yeah, we got to do better.
But that's exactly the unknowns, because you're like, what? You know, like, say we definitely weren't at the NBA Awards, but you're like, oh, like the press conference and like, oh, some photos. And they're like, you know, taking pictures of Evan. They're like, oh, you guys want to get in as a family. And you're like, okay, I'm glad I wore something halfway decent to, you know, because I'm like, oh, darn, 30, we're going to fly somewhere comfortable because we're going to fly. But, you know, there's not too many times that I'm like coming out of the airport, like ready for photos.
Right. Like, there's definitely no playbook.
No.
Or blueprint. How this was all done. And the beauty of it all is because we come from so many different places and have so many different experiences, it's different for everyone.
Absolutely.
You know, there's nothing we can say, hey, expect this, expect that.
Yes.
Because everyone's different, you know? Right. And I think that's the beauty of the blessing that we have.
Absolutely.
That at the end of the day, no matter what it is, we are thankful for it. We enjoy it, the good, the bad, the ugly, because not a lot of us get a chance to experience it.
Exactly. And, yeah.
That's definitely great.
Yeah. Isaiah's experience completely different. We didn't go. He was 49. We decided to have a party. Kind of the same thing. Like everybody who didn't get to, because it was a limited, we didn't get to go to New York. So we're like, let's share the experience at home.
Right.
So, we were in the city. So we had, you know, draft party and that type of thing. And so just friends and family, loved one, those who helped bring both boys along in the journey and all of that. So yeah, we're same thing. You don't know exactly what's going to happen and that type of thing. You know, there were pre-phone calls from other teams and that type of thing. So we're like, what do we do?
All of that.
So Cleveland was in the, and they, fortunately, with Evan already being there, and they were like, yeah, we're interested. This is what we're thinking we're going to do. And so seeing choices for Isaiah, like, what do you want to do? I mean, just kind of wait and see. So yeah, it was interesting because I'm like, this other team's calling.
Yeah.
Just
call it. I love it. You call it the NBA city. That's it. This is the NBA city. Wherever that is, it's an NBA city. That's it. I love that.
Yeah,
I love that. Moms could just say NBA City. Wherever we go, it's going to be NBA City.
We're moving to NBA City.
Yes. We're moving to NBA City. Yeah, we were packing in August before and same thing. People were saying, like, where are you going? I'm like, well, now I can, it's no longer NBA. I can name a city. It's Cleveland. Like, we know who it is. Like, yes.
Right.
That was great. But yeah, so Isaiah, we had the party and next, I think he had an extra day because same thing. We knew, everybody knew kind of, you know, there were less unknowns. Mm-hmm. So it was a little bit easier for them and that type of thing. They were like, okay, we're going to get, they had drafted some other people. We're going to get them in. And then we could, you know the process, you know where you're going. We don't have to do the whole intro too. So that was kind of nice. So we could actually take a deep breath and go, okay. And then his way. So yeah, completely different experiences.
Yeah.
It was awesome to be at Barclays, but it was also so amazing to be there with so many more family and friends that got to experience it, especially with the COVID situation. So from all the way around, like I wouldn't trade either one because there were just so many beautiful things from each experience.
Right. Well, that's excellent. And I know, you know, when people listen to our stories of how our experiences, they sometimes, you know, think that it's all happy, fun and exciting and this, and they don't understand there's a side to it where we really have to humble ourselves and really take care of our kids' mental health through the process.
Absolutely.
You know, as glamorous as draft night was, as glamorous as going to the NBA Awards was, I know he was nervous as hell through it all. And he probably didn't even remember it because he was way too nervous, you know? So my question is to you is, you know, the mental health of your kids, obviously, for them to even get to that point, prove that they were strong mentally, that they were capable of handling the demands
performance and performing in front of, you know, coaches to be recruited and performing in front of NBA scouts.
Right.
But now that they're in the NBA, what sort of mental challenges and hurdles have you experienced with your boys playing professional basketball that, you know, you would like to just tell moms about how you handle them and what they're all about?
It's a lot, you know. A huge hurdle, obviously, the social media. So, you know, when to be on, if you want to be on at all. Being able yourself to deal with the madness so that you can check in with them and have an actual accurate account of what's going on with them. Like, that's huge, so that you can hear what's really going on or see what's really going on, because it's a lot. The expectations, like you said, they play so many games, and the expectations are high, and you know, the fans expect, you know, greatness and perfection every night, and that's their people. That's not going to happen. They make mistakes, things happen. So just that general tone right there with social media and what people say and the craziness of what they can say is just, you're like, wow, that's really, wow. You know, so coaching them to, you know, whether or not, a few times they've coached me because they're like, you know,
mom, don't answer.
Right, exactly. Don't answer on all of that. And then also, as a coach's wife, obviously I wasn't able to do that anyways, but just the, like, you know, and when try not to take it personal, because you're like, you don't know these people, they don't know us, but staying in that mindset. So for them, with that part, they usually would tell me, you know, oh, you know what, like, mom, in college some people said some crazier things than that. I'm like, oh, well, apparently, you know, not that, you know, they got it all the time, but okay,
right,
you know, you're a little more experienced at this than I realize. Injuries, huge. You know, Evan went on surgery. Yeah. Isaiah's had some smaller things here or there. But yeah, the injury part, definitely coming back from that and staying sharp and at the focus and the, you know, the wonders and the what ifs and that type of thing. That's checking in on that. But they have a really good... our village is amazing.
Wonderful.
You know, our village is amazing. Our friends, our family, both, you know, people at their age level, as well. And they're really blessed. They're like our travel ball teams and people. There's a lot of other people that are also in the league with them that are actual true friends, not people that they're just meeting. Kids that they've grown up with and that sort of. So we were just talking about like how grateful we are for that network. Although everybody's experience is different, you can still call somebody and have a real conversation and not have to explain all the other NBA.
Yeah, because they speak the language. They speak the same language.
Yes, exactly. They understand. Yeah. So you can skip over the explanation and get to the root.
Yes.
Which I think has been a beautiful thing. And then the boys having each other. And to speak that language has been like huge.
Right.
I know Evan, year one, great experience, all of that. But when Isaiah came, it was good time. He had an experience of like, ooh, NBA city. Now I was in the city, but I was like really trying to be, I'm in the background. I'm not trying to be, you know, all up in the mix, just like, I'm here if you need me,
right?
But you know, I'm trying to be down over in the court, like, you know. But when Isaiah came, I could hear some things from Evan that were just like, you know, the appreciation of family, the appreciation of like all things, not just with Isaiah, definitely with him, but all the way around. It's like, it's NBA, it's an interesting.
Yeah.
You can't explain. So many games on the road, you're away, you're most people are moving away to a different city. You know, this all that's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a toll. And I'm asking this for the audience that are there. Okay, so you're on the phone with one and it's an issue, it's a problem. You're like, yes, yes. And all of a sudden the phone goes boop,
and you look and it's the other one, you're like, oh, how do you handle when they're both calling at the same time with two totally different issues and problems, but you have to like, give us an example of what that, you don't have to tell us what the issues are, because believe me, we know, but how did you handle the moment of like, okay, now this is double the capacity of being supportive mentally and getting them through this situation. How did you handle that?
Yeah, that's happened not too many times, but yes, it has definitely happened. It depends on whose personality definitely is the, the final decision maker. So if I'm on the phone with Isaiah and Evan calls, Isaiah knows it's, I'm going on hold and checking in with Evan, because Evan's calling, it's like, you know, Isaiah's calling, it's like, it could be anything. Hey, what's up, Mom? I just talking to you, chit-chatter. Evan calling, something's up.
Something's up.
It may not be bad, but something's up. Something's up. Good thing, babbling, you know, but something's up. And he's letting me know. So I'm like, if Isaiah's in a situation or that type of thing, then same thing, the level of the situation. But more than likely, I'm going to be like, okay, can we pause this for the moment and let me check in. Evan's on the phone first and Isaiah calls. I'm texting Isaiah, do I need to get off the phone?
With Evan
to see what's up.
Yeah.
And then because he's definitely going to give me the 411, like, yes, no, know what it is. I'm answering, but you know what is it we gotta do? But good, same thing, personalities and what's going on, and you know, each kid communicates differently. So
and then they say, we don't know our children, huh? And we're no longer in the process once they get to we're no longer needed once they get to the NBA. Excuse us? Do the coaching staff and fans realize what you do on a daily basis to allow them to be productive for their coaches and the fans?
Absolutely.
Like, they don't realize what we do every single moment. And that's what our platform is all about.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and giving the voice back to us.
Nobody understands that. So for me, actually, when I look at Cam and the fact that he's all over the place, you know, he played overseas and then he went to the NBA after, so our draft different. I laugh about it all the time. I probably talk about it because he went undrafted, so our draft came after when he was overseas. I called the draft, ain't near draft, and I laugh when he called me and said, Mom, I'm gonna be on the Magic, and I said, they drafted you. And he's like, Mom, draft was 3 years ago. But I'm like, oh, okay, where are you going? It was
right.
So for me, I took that small blessing,
right?
And, you know what I mean? We watered that bad boy and became fruitful.
Right.
But at one point in this journey, there's just so much that we as moms, we have to do for our boys. We got to be there day in, day out. Mm-hmm. And you're doing it double time. So is there a time that you just turn it off? How does your family turn off basketball? Like, what does that look like if you do?
I do personally. It's funny because, you know, everybody and Eric's coaching, the boys are put in everything. And so people will say stuff to me about other teams. They're like, oh my gosh, the Lakers. Oh my gosh. Because we're Southern California. So, you know, this happening. And I'm like, I have no idea. And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, basketball, definitely on all levels for everybody. However, I'm there for my boys. And in order to do that, I have to focus on them. So in order to focus on them, I know it's happening at this particular point with the Cavs. And I'm gearing up for the Delaware Blue Coat. Anything outside of that, it's because you're probably playing them. And whatever came on the highlight reel in the meantime. Because outside of that, there's so many games.
Too much. And just too much basketball.
Yes, it is.
It's too much.
Yeah. I think the year... when Evan came in his rookie year and Isaiah was at USC, I was like, oh my God, this is the most basketball I have ever. And I love the game, game. Played in high school. I'm watching, like, I'm a fan of the game. So I I want to watch. That was the year I was like, I had never thought I would say, I don't need to see another basketball game. But that year with a college schedule and the, you know, NBA. Two completely different NBA, I was like, oh my goodness. And that was as Evan's rookie year, that's the first year I realized how long the NBA season really is. Because, you know, they tell you it's different. You know, you're going to play so many more games in college, but experiencing it is a whole nother thing. So, it's a lot.
I feel you on that. It's funny you say that because you can't watch. I will never turn on a TV and watch, you know, the Knicks versus Golden State.
Yes.
Just for fun. Like, that's not fun.
Mm-mm.
You know, if it's not Terrence playing,
right,
playing, or my husband who's a coaching playing,
right,
I'm not watching it. That's too much basketball for my brain.
Absolutely. A few family members, my niece plays. She plays at Cal State Stanislaus and everything. So we were talking about schedules and I was like, of course, I'm going to come see a game or two. But I'm like, it won't be the whole, you know, checking in
that season. No.
Yeah. Like, I can't say I'm going to be in all the SoCal, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
So earlier this year, your baby boy signed a 5-year, $224 million contract. Girl.
Yay.
Right. So, first of all, congratulations.
Yes, mama. Thank you.
Yes. And looking back to when Evan first started playing, what were your initial expectations for him? And how do you feel about his journey now that he's secured this amazing contract?
Okay, so let me qualify the question. You say looking back when you started. So we're talking little kid or early, starting the NBA? It was always, you know, enjoy this. Obviously, my children are tall. Evan's 7, just about right there, 7 feet. 6'11", 3/4", I think, with no shoes on. I don't know, put shoes on, 7 feet. And so you're always like, hey, where can it take you? If you're enjoying doing this, where can it take you? And it has. It's taking them around the world on all different types of trips, all different countries, experiences. So I'm like, you know, and my thing is, as an educator, the world is, you know, is a place to learn from, and you're not going to learn from unless you get out in it. So if this, use this as a tool to take you places, but at the same time, you want to find joy in your life. So if this is going to bring joy to you, then let's go see the world with it, you know? Mm-hmm. And if you're happy, I'm happy. So let's just find that, if we can find that happy balance. So for Evan to him, each time it was this unbelief, like, you know, oh, he's okay. He's tall. Yeah. Oh, he's pretty good. He's pretty athletic. And just, you know, it's each time I believe in my son and is, and both of their, like, Isaiah's passion is just immense. And Evan's stubbornness, like, he just will, I think it's the little brother thing. Like, he can do it, I can do it. And you're
right.
Like, you know, he's 20 months older than you, so he might take a second. But just that drive, I'm like, let's just see what's going to happen. But all the time, I'm like, you know, like, you hear all the time, like, only this many percent make it, only this. So you're, like, trying to have a realistic expectation. But you have people in your ear telling you, oh, they could be this, or like, this can happen. And you're like, okay. And then at the same time, telling your kids, you know, fulfill your dreams, go with
it.
So it's a crazy balance to be like, okay. But that's what happened. We're like, okay, we're just to take the next step. And oh my gosh, we're in the NBA. And then, like, oh my gosh, he's doing well. And oh my gosh, we're like, wait, what? You know,
they're noticing.
Right? Exactly. Ricky contract, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
So from the, I don't want to say that it's unbelievable. I don't want to say there was disbelief, but you're just always along the way, you're trying to have realistic expectations.
Yes.
But at the same time, encouraging the dream to move forward. So,
yeah.
So, but when it happens, you're still like, wait, what?
In awe. Yeah. And probably with every step, there's a different level of expectation. So now you're putting that
Yes.
Pressure
Yeah.
You know, on you, and you know, yes. It's pressure on him.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. So, you know, you go from one level to the next, to the next, to the next. Now you're at, okay, 5 year, 22, 25. And now you're thinking as a mom, damn, that's a lot of pressure. That's and he's probably thinking the same thing. So it's really hard to enjoy every step because it comes with this level of expectation and pressure.
All of that. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, yes. And I'm like, oh. Yes.
Then okay. Yes. 20 every night.
Yes, exactly.
You're right. Oh, okay. So
all of that. But yeah, truly a blessing. Super excited. It is unbelievable, but definitely, like you said, all the things, what it means, how much money is that, you know, like
how
all
much,
the, like
how much taxes going right, from, exactly. from out of that.
So then once you go to how much money it is and you're like, how much money is it really? And then where, you know, what, and you know, this all, then it's a lot of questions.
That's where your math teacher skill comes into play. Now you're like, I got this. I got this, baby.
You know how to count and calculate. Unfortunately, it's that. We don't need level, higher level math. We don't need anything great. Basics will take care of it.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's amazing. I wanted to ask you about a moment that I saw. I obviously saw draft night and how emotional it was for your family, being on stage and being asked those questions. Or right when you come off, now you're being like bombarded with questions. I love that. But there was one video that I saw online of you receiving a gift from your son, and it was a car.
Yeah.
But to see you so in that moment, so emotional, right? And appreciative of the gift. Explain, because I know for me, I always tell Terrence, don't give me anything. Like, right. I don't need anything.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want a house. I don't want a car.
Right.
You know, like that's not how, but when they do.
Yeah.
On their own.
What does it tell you about your son in that moment that he did that for you? And that's, I think, some things a lot of people don't understand. We don't go in there expecting, okay, now that you got this, I need this, and this. Yeah. So explain to the audience what that felt like in that moment, and what did it mean for you to receive such a great gift for your son?
They got me on that one. They got me. It was definitely overwhelming, you know? There was so much joy and pride in that moment. As a mom, even now, I get emotional because it was a complete surprise. It was Evan told me he had my birthday was like 2 days before we were in New York. They played New York, so he's like, "Mom, I have your gift. It's actually in the car," and I'm like, "Oh, I'm like, okay, well, whatever, you know,
yeah,
that type of thing." So I'm thinking, you know, a box of something is in the car. Right. Oh yeah. So, walking out and then, you know, seeing it because there's the bow on it. And I'm like, first, same thing, disbelief. And I'm like, is this what is happening? You know? And then everybody's looking at you and Evan's looking at me and
the camera's on.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, yeah. So does not compute. Oh, wait. Oh. And then, it was just an overwhelming love, joy, and pride because I had no idea. Mm-hmm. And it's like so unnecessary. I'm good. Like, you know, if you guys are good, I'm good. So,
right.
And blessed to be in a great situation prior to any of this happening. So, like, you know, so, but yeah, it was,
That's what I said. We don't come into this expecting anything from our son.
Yeah.
You know, we're just blessed to be in this position to support them and help them make their dreams come true.
That part.
We don't need anything. If you want, I tell Terrence, if you want to give me anything back, give me my waistline back.
Yeah, right.
Or my hair that fell out. You know what I mean? Like, give me things that I had to really give up for.
Right.
You to be, but don't, you know.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So so true. I'm like, yeah, can you give me some ways to try, I don't know, stuff that the intangibles, you know, how do I get on the airplane and not feel jet lag? Like,
right.
That would be great. Those are the things. But But yeah, no, that was a very special moment. And it's like, beyond belief, it's so touched, and grateful. And yeah, all the things.
Wonderful.
All the things.
Congratulations again.
What I love about talking to you, you're just so down to earth. And this is what we love about this show, is because we're moms, we're friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, this to me felt like we were chilling at a restaurant.
Right.
You know, we were on the league with a drink or two.
Right.
Or, and hey, he's talking like, oh my God, our kids, you know what I mean? Talking about, they were but talking about
yes.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Kudos to you.
I know you.
If allowed, we sit here all night and chat about our baby, but.
Right. Most definitely.
Time doesn't permit us this time. So that you gotta come back.
And okay, most definitely.
Absolutely. Tell us about their new and up and coming accomplishments, accomplishment.
Because
you know what? Everything just goes up and up and up from here. So congratulations again for everything you've done, everything you've sacrificed, all the good sacrifices, you know what I mean? And I want to be
absolutely.
So no, we want to not eat for a day because we had to save up that money for that AAU tournament. I don't know, miss work and drop that pay because we had a tournament.
Exactly.
Whatever my life, I was always, because we were always far.
Yeah.
Was 10 hours away because we were in Canada. We had to go to Rhode Island. So,
But
I'm happy now, right?
Exactly. Sacrifice is definitely worth it. Like, this is wonderful because, it's nothing like talking to those who know and being able to share those moments and to share the knowledge with other moms, because I know both here and, you know, we got some great Cavs moms, and like, it's, these conversations are important.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're fun and all of that too. But it's good stuff. So thank you so much for like having the platform to even be able to participate and share here. Well, it's wonderful.
Thank you.
It's your pleasure spending time with you, Nicole. We look forward to cheering your boys on whenever they play. Like Danny always says, they got two more aunties now.
So, right? Love it.
So thank you for coming on. I'm over for moms, and please do us a favor and make sure you keep in touch.
Absolutely. Will do.
Thank you, lady. So join us next time for another episode of A Moment for Moms. And please don't forget to like and share our episodes and share with anyone you know who's raising athletes or any fans who would love to get more insight on how powerful these moms are raising such great athletes and such great people.